go on here, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, hey.
Hey, we're recording.
Banter, banter.
Man. No animal facts this week.
What is the animal fact for?
I don't know. You know what? Our producer just said no more animal facts.
Animal Channel. Animal Planet.
Animal Planet.
That's the one.
Discovery. History Channel. What is this? So, Chris, you notice every time we get a new COVID, it has a weird name or something?
Yeah. I was wondering what was up with that.
I think Doctor Strange messed up his spell, and we're getting a bunch of COVID variants. That's what it is.
So blame it on Doctor Strange.
Blame Doctor Strange. Benedict
China Cumber- had nothing to do with it.
China had nothing to do with this. It was all Doctor Strange messing up his spell. And you know what? Taco Bell having wings. I feel like that was Doctor Strange's fault as well. I've noticed I haven't seen a squirrel in a little bit. They say they're hibernating, but no, they're at Taco Bell.
Oh no! Is it the little glider squirrels?
That being said, they are delicious.
Yay!
I don't care what it is. I don't care what Taco Bell has going on. It could be giraffe.
I heard the rumor was kangaroo for a long time.
Kangaroo? I don't care. Piranha? I don't care. Whatever Taco Bell has going on, the crispiness, the flavoring they have on it. Oh my god!
Okay, Roscoe, I'm gonna break your heart real quick because I know exactly what Taco Bell is doing.
Okay, no,
that's what they do. No. You place your order and they run the KFC real quick.
Yeah, they do KFC. Oh my god! Yeah, the KFC Taco Bell. Damn, you're right. You're right.
Hey, Uber Eats.
Not Uber Eats. You don't DoorDash. God, DoorDash for the win. DoorDash beats Postmates. DoorDash beats Uber Eats. DoorDash beats Grubhub. I don't care. As far as like delivery speed, DoorDash.
As far as delivery quality, I think the record shows Papa John's is our favorite.
Thank you, Shaq.
If you remember the party.
Oh, God.
Better ingredients, better.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And cue the band. Blah, blah, blah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your power for the day?
Well, I've been trying to finish up Titans, the HBO live action series. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Red Hood for right now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I mean business.
I'm sensing some anger. All right, let's talk about it. Lay out on my chair. I'll get my notebook. All right. What you got?
Didn't say Iron Man 3.
Oh.
That's the Mark Ruffalo.
But yeah, okay. So what's wrong?
No, just getting out there, taking care of a few serious things that are kind of get on nerves. But moving and going. Roscoe, what's your power for today?
You can't just leave that in. That leaves a bunch of unanswered questions, but all right. You know what? Honestly, I'm right there with you. I'm feeling Eren Yeager.
Okay.
Don't make that face. No. There's been quite angry at work recently, and sometimes I just, you know, want to turn into a titan and smash everything up. Smash everything up. Like our producer right now to his phone because he's getting unsolicited ads on Instagram. Anyway, but yeah, Aaron Yeager. That's who I'm going with. Yeager. You know, sometimes you just want to turn into a giant and eat some people, you know.
Completely understand. Just like sometimes you just want to put a red hood on and go shoot some people.
Yeah, you know, hey.
You don't need to tell too many details.
Oh, no. What we got today, Chris, we got a lot to cover.
Yep. Got a long list of things to go over today. But first, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Have you voted yet?
I mean, yeah, like a year and a half ago. Again?
Yeah.
It hasn't been 4 years.
They're voting for the new X-Men roster.
Oh.
Who will be the official X-Men team for 2022.
Okay.
So some of the options they have listed.
Obama. Oh, he can't run again.
He's not
an
X-Men yet.
Damn. You don't think Obama's an X-Men?
No.
Really? I feel like at least Trump would have a mutant power.
I could see Obama being more with the Brotherhood.
Oh. I feel like Trump would have a superpower. I don't know what it would be. But it would have
bright
to be
orange like the sun.
He's a human torch. No.
That's what I believe.
China.
But anyway, so yes. Like they have Armor, which is a female character who builds like kind of like the armor we saw on Multiverse. What If, mm-hmm. that Doctor Strange gave them that kind of gold armor. So her normal mutant powers like that. Mm-hmm. Avalanche, which we saw him on Wolverine and the X-Men, that cartoon series. He's one of the bad guys. He basically can cause earthquakes and avalanches. Of course.
Avalanches, all right.
Bling, which is she's kind of like, she can change her skin like Emma Frost. She doesn't have the psychic powers, but she has that super hard diamond skin.
Okay.
And I imagine she's very shiny.
Okay.
Firestar, which is, you know, one of those fire characters.
Okay.
We've seen plenty of them, whether it be like sun energy or just fire flames. Then we got Siren and Surge, which I don't know too much about those characters, but definitely going to look into it and cast my vote.
Okay.
Who do you think you're going to vote for, Roscoe?
I'm voting for Ben 10 because he literally has all those powers that you just named.
He's the whole X-Men by himself.
Yep. Ben, I mean, if you think about it, Ben 10, yeah. He literally, like, Professor X should have been like, join us. Like, please help.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, Avalanche sounds cool. I mean, it sounds like another version of Quake, but Bling sounds cool, but also sounds like another version of Colossus. Same with Armor.
Oh yeah, I mean, as the time goes on, the powers are gonna duplicate, and they're just trying to figure out fresh new characters to tell the story. I do see that most of the characters are female characters, so they're probably just trying to get some more females, strong leads into the story.
Okay, yeah, I feel that.
Still going to cast my vote, see what happens.
All right, well, we'll find out as details come.
Cool. And what else we got? We got the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, man. So, Chris, you know more about this than I would, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Rewatching the trailer at least, like, 13-14 times now. America Chavez is walking through a TVA portal.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that one out too, because
it's definitely a TVA portal.
With the Multiverse of Madness happening, the TVA has to have a presence there.
Has to be involved.
So I get that, but normally she kind of did do her own thing. But she's kind of nicknamed as the paramedic of the multiverse. So she just goes around helping everybody. So it makes sense she might be working with the TVA.
Right. Maybe. I mean, because I was rewatching Loki earlier this week. I say that on a Monday. So today.
earlier today.
And first, I noticed a couple of things. You remember when the guy that was like, he was like, take a ticket. The guy that was in front of Loki, he was like, take a ticket. And I was like, I ain't taking no ticket. And then he got up front. Did that look like Flash Thompson to you?
That's who you thinking it is?
The hair, the skin tone, the attitude. Like, it looked like Tom Holland Spider-Man's Flash Thompson.
Okay.
Not you know, Barry Allen or anything. Not Agent Venom or anything. Not yet. But I was like, is that Flash? But anyway, where was I going with this?
Apparently to the TVA.
To the TVA.
To get a mind wipe.
The mind wipe. I completely forgot where I was going with this.
So you said you saw Flash Thompson at the TVA.
Yeah. And America Chavez. Okay, I got it. So remember when Mobius was talking to lead TVA ho?
Very rude.
I did not like her.
Rainhorn?
Something like that. And she was talking like, oh, does your other favorite agent get you this mug? Or like he saw like a stain on the wood of the desk. Like someone clearly didn't use a coaster, which is rude.
As presently. But anyways.
But yeah, she was like, he was like, oh, did your other favorite agent bring this to you? And she was like, no, blah, 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 blah. Do you think she might have been talking about America Chavez?
That's a possibility, yeah.
Right.
Because when I first watched the Loki series, I just thought they were like hidden variants of Mobius. That she didn't tell them about each other. And they were all like her favorite agent because they were the same person. That's how I took it at first. But now that we know about America Chavez, it does open the book. And then with the Multiverse of Madness, that probably opened it to be a possibility of being like countless people. People we haven't even thought of. Like,
exactly. Nova could be in there.
I wish.
I know. I know you love you some Nova.
Can't wait.
But, man, I'm just so many possibilities. So, he's a phantom. Phantoms.
Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
Ghost Mode. Ghost Rider.
Boom. No. Phantoms. Witches. Scarlet Witches. So, more on Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Shuma Gorath. Do you think they are going to... That being said, Shuma Gorath is going to be named something else because of rights and Disney and all that jazz. It's going to be named something else. I can't remember the exact name right now. But Shuma Gorath is confirmed to be in a movie. Like, we all saw him in the trailer. And for reference, it was, you know, what if, like, the thing that... Captain Carter fought, and you know, the thing that Doctor Strange like absorbed and released all the tentacles and whatnot. But anyway, do you think Wanda and base Wanda, well, new Wanda, and normal Doctor Strange are going to be able to take him by themselves?
Now, first of all, Doctor Strange is not to be reckoned with. A lot of people kind of like doubt him, but like, yeah, realize. First of all, he knows how to win without winning. That's what he did to Dormammu. Like, and second of all, they said he was in there for a countless amount of time with Dormammu. Somebody he had no chance against. So that's just practice day after day after day after day. So, like, I think his level is, like, way up there. Like, his technical level, maybe not his raw power, but his technical level is way up there. Mm-hmm. And with him coaching Wanda on top of that, I don't see, like, they got to bring in something crazy like Shuma Gorath. Like, it has to be something ridiculous to even contend with them two.
Yeah, that's true. And America Chavez and whoever else they bring.
And apparently, what's her name? Palmer. His girlfriend. She's in that same scene where they go through the doorway and, like, they open the door and on the other side, it's pieces floating everywhere. Palmer's in that scene.
She's getting married to some other person that's not Doctor Strange, so who cares about her? I don't.
I'm sure that'll be broken up before the movie's over. He's not going to let that ride. Yeah. We saw what happened to What If when she died. He's not going to let her marry somebody else.
Yeah, just put him in a time loop until she says no.
People in Doctor Strange's life, they think they have choices. You don't.
Oh, man. So, do we think we're going to see any more variants? We've heard rumors about young and old Magneto, yes. Young and old Professor X. We've seen possibly them introducing the Illuminati. That and from that, we're getting Mr. Fantastic. Possibly.
Are we getting Namor and maybe a variant of Panther? Because they were an Illuminati.
We haven't seen Namor.
Black Bolt would need to be there.
We haven't seen Namor. We haven't seen Black Bolt. We haven't seen M'Baku yet. Because M'Baku is the new Black Panther.
Yeah, I could see that.
Now, maybe they put Shuri in the Illuminati.
I don't know. She's too good-hearted to be part of what they do.
Yeah.
Like, they're a big picture team. So they don't care about Kingpin. They don't care about Mordo. They care about Galactus. You know what I mean? They're a big picture team. They care about...
They ain't bringing in Black Panther, they need to bring in your boy Paperboy from the Eternals.
Oh, man.
I mean, look, he's an Eternal. Two, he's responsible for every Earth, developing technology and whatnot. You know, he would be great to bring into the Illuminati.
Is he going to want to work with them? They do a lot of shady stuff. They're responsible for World War Hulk and Planet Hulk and all of that stuff.
I mean, he did accidentally create the atom bomb and, you know, here comes the sun.
And he's not going to do that again.
Yeah, no. If you saw the sadness on his face in that movie when he realized what he had done, yeah, he ain't trying to do that again. But we'll see. He would be a great, pick to replace T'Challa if he's not going to be there.
Yeah, they got a few good replacements.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Black Bolt could be replaced by, I don't know.
I mean, you could explain not having Namor and T'Challa there because they're always warring. So maybe they're having a war right now so they don't show up and just name drop them. That always works.
You know what? You know what? Killmonger, put him in there.
Get
prayed.
and Mr. Fantastic's rumored to show up too, right?
Right. And Tom Cruise as Iron Man.
Funny. Tiny Tom.
Tiny Tom is. I feel like Robert Downey Jr. is definitely taller than Tom Cruise.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, camera angles, tricks, and all that stuff.
I mean, look, they can only do so much. I mean, look at Kevin Hart.
the way I see it, though, because for the purpose of this movie, they don't need to show Tony Stark. They just need Iron Man. So maybe he's in the suit CG, so he can be whatever height they want, and Tom Cruise's head just sticking out the top.
Oh, like the horrible CGI for the rhino at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Not that bad.
Okay.
You know, what was it? Infinity War. Okay. When Iron Man and Spider-Man talking on the ship about how to beat Maul, you know, their little things just flip back and you can see the face.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I see that working out. And then the rest of it, you know, that's mostly CG. His heads up display, him flying around shooting missiles and rockets.
Yeah.
So it could work out.
Man, you know what I just realized?
What's that?
Spider-Man probably sensed Tony Stark's heart, stop beating.
Why do you think so?
Oh my God. Captain America, when he had the Infinity Stones and the sheet and his shield and Thor's hammer, someone had to pluck the Infinity Stones off of Tony's dead body.
No, they did that with a machine.
No, someone had to do it. Someone had to be like, all right, let me, excuse me, Pepper. Let me just,
it. Pepper did it.
Oh, Pepper did it?
Think how the nanotech works. Of course it will work with her armor, so she just, nobody had to touch him. The same way he got him from Thanos.
Man, I don't know.
You don't think so? No?
Oh, my God. Yo, no one thought about Thor until they needed him. this dude is depressed. He just lost his brother. He just lost his best friend.
He lost
his whole planet.
He lost his brother, best friend, mother, father. Then had to kill his sister. His whole planet died. Half of his people were executed after that. Then Thanos whooped him. And then his chance that half of what was left got snapped.
And they didn't even check on him. He was damn, they're some bad friends.
And then the first thing they say when they see him is, you look like melted ice cream.
God. I have fury. flowing through my veins. And then Don Cheadle's like, nah, it's Cheese Whiz. Like, get the fuck. Leave that man alone. Damn. Oh, let him play his Fortnite. Y'all did not. No one checked on him until they thought they had a chance of finding Thanos again. That is bad friends. Bad friends.
Well, at the end of the day, the Avengers have always been that way, if you pay attention. Fury didn't care about any of the Avengers till Loki attacked, right? I mean, he had them in place, but he wasn't really bothered. Then he grabbed Cap. Then Cap didn't care about Iron Man or any of them until he needed that help.
Yeah.
Loki was handed to Cap. He was playing with him. Iron Man shut that down, even though Loki surrendered on purpose, but
yeah,
he didn't want them hands. Mm. But yeah, that's how the whole team works. And then the rest of the Avengers treat Hulk and Thor like that. Like, it's not that. They're not that strong a villain. We don't need you guys this time. God. Let Hulk go to a whole other planet. They ain't even miss him.
Damn, you're right. I mean, no, Black Widow missed him.
We were just having a moment of silence with Black Widow. But you know, I just realized. I know my new favorite Spider-Man is. It's going to be Tobey Maguire from now on.
Oh, he's definitely stronger than Tom Holland.
No, just because Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield are English actors and he's an American actor. And I support Homeland.
Wow. Wow.
He's the only you American
support,
Spider-Man.
You don't support the Across the Pond?
I've never seen a spider swing across a pond. That is
dude, some spiders can just literally walk on water.
Yeah, I've seen that.
All right, then. You want a boat? Nah. they can still get you. You're always 8 feet away from a spider.
Always. Always 8 feet away.
Yep. At least. Dude, you're always 8 feet away from a spider. No matter where you are.
Is that your edible fact for the day late to the store?
Yeah. They're everywhere, man. But anyway.
Speaking of Spider-Man,
yes.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Is he getting that third movie, you think?
I think he has to. They really set him up in No Way Home. Like, he was like, I stopped pulling my punches, yada, yada, yada. I feel like there's going to be a third Andrew Garfield movie. That being said, Venom, actor's name, Venom.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
There we go.
So many damn Toms.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston. Anyway, Tom Hardy has, there's like a picture of Andrew Garfield and Tom Hardy together. And we're just like, what are y'all doing together? What's happening? And it wasn't on the set of No Way Home, and it wasn't at the premiere of No Way Home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, the thing is, Venom needs a Spider-Man. You can't do a Venom 3 without Spider-Man. You got to get a Spider-Man in one of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
Cause,
I mean, that being said, it could easily turn into, Tom Holland in his next three movies.
Yeah,
his next three movies. He's going to have the symbiote suit at some point. But they could easily just let the Venom suit go to Andrew Garfield for Amazing Spider-Man 3. And then it, just loop into Tom Holland's story.
But now that Venom left a piece of him back.
In Tom Holland's universe,
yeah. So
yes.
Tom Holland has his Venom at this point. So now Tom Hardy Venom, like the actual Venom, could go to another Spider-Verse.
He could.
Find Miles Morales.
And speaking of Andrew Garfield's universe, Morbius is coming. And Morbius is set in Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. So we'll see.
Yeah. So
we vampires, Venom, and Spider-Man.
Do you think they're gonna do Amazing Spider-Man Sinister Six?
They were setting it up at the end of 2.
I think that would make sense because you had 3 Spider-Men against somewhat of a Sinister Six, and now you go back and make a movie with one of them against the Sinister Six. So it heightens the tension.
And then we got Kraven coming. We don't know which Kraven.
I really want Kraven to be like a multiverse character. Like he just hunts.
Yeah, we don't multiverse. Know. Oh, he's hunting across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I just thought about
something.
He
has like one of the the Predator skulls in his collection.
Oh my god.
Do you think when Daredevil, during the snap, do you think Daredevil was just hearing people's hearts like stop beating?
Dang.
He would have seen it like.
No, he wouldn't have seen anything, Chris. He wouldn't have seen anything. It's Daredevil.
He sees an image through what he hears. Like he makes a picture out of what he hears. That's why he can dodge bullets. It's not that he's that fast. It's that he hears the motion of your finger about to pull the trigger. So he knows way before you even pull the trigger that you're about to pull the trigger.
But imagine how scary it would have been to be just hearing a bunch of people just disappear.
Yeah, they would have just been. He wouldn't even seen the little the sand stuff come off. It was just,
do you think he got snapped?
I don't know. There's no evidence that he
had to.
Why would he have to? It was random.
I know it was random, but he would have had to have gotten snapped. I don't know. I don't know. It's inconclusive. Hopefully, we get a new Daredevil Disney Plus show showing us if he got blipped or not. Because that would be interesting to see. Man, if he was alone for 5 years.
Ooh, in Hell's Kitchen. That's what I would want to see.
Because
all his help got
Kingpin
snapped.
Kingpin definitely did not get snapped.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he used that time to build up that empire. That's what we're dealing with Kate Bishop and Hawkeye and everything. He took those 5 years to like build up. Kingpin definitely didn't get snapped. So with Kingpin out of the way, oh my God, Matt Murdock would have had to have gotten snapped. Kingpin would not have made it that far. Oh, Kingpin would have not made it that far if Daredevil was still around.
I can see that. Yeah, because Daredevil, well, he might have made it that far, but Daredevil wouldn't be around for long.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
What happens when someone like Luke Cage gets snapped, though? And he's supposed to have impenetrable skin and all that. And like a healing factor on top of that. Does his body fight it? Like,
no.
Like Wolverine or something?
No, no.
Could Deadpool Wolverine get snapped?
Well, they don't exist in the MCU yet. Yet. But.
You can't say that about Deadpool. Because once he comes in, he already has a time machine. So he could make it so that he had.
Damn, you're right. I don't think the time machine can travel across
the
multiverse.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, the what if
Infinity
Stone logic.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
universe a little bit different, so his time machine wouldn't work.
Exactly, like, exactly. So it, Deadpool isn't there yet. Wolverine isn't there yet. Luke Cage, I think it would just happen to anybody, man. Like the snap. At the end of the day, he's still blood and bones like everybody else. His skin is just tougher on the outside. That's mm-hmm. it. And he has like some moderate, like not super strength, but like strength. Like he has like not Mr. Incredible. He has like right below Mr. Incredible.
I think it's pretty incredible. He's like throwing people through buildings and flipping cars and stuff.
And
he's freaking bulletproof.
I mean, yeah, he's bulletproof, but like, I don't know. He got the first time he met Bushmaster.
Yeah, I know you're talking about with the that was doing the shade.
Yeah. He got his ass kicked.
That was because he hadn't had to know how to fight yet. He had a Superman syndrome. All the way up until that point, he could just stand still and you would hit him and hurt yourself.
Yeah.
So like. What do you tell a person like that?
Hey, you better practice. You better get your boxing skills up.
Yeah. If he had any defensive fighting skills at all, he would destroy Bushmaster. Like, or whatever his name is. Like,
yeah, I know. It's Bushmaster. Yeah,
like, he would have destroyed him. But the fact was, he wasn't landing very many punches, and Bushmaster was putting in work.
Why do you sound like you're watching the fight between... Mayweather and and Jake Paul. Wait, no, Logan Paul fought. Logan Paul fought Mayweather.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're not getting no punches in.
That being said, that was an unfair fight. Logan Paul is way out of Mayweather's weight class. Like, Logan Paul is like 6'7". Oh, Mayweather man. Is like 5'6". Like,
oh, Lord. Like
Mayweather's shorter than you think. It was an unfair fight. Mayweather was punching up the entire fight.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. But anyway. What else we got? What we got in the DC universe?
In the DC world.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle is set to get his own movie. Now, I became a fan of Blue Beetle watching
Young Justice.
Young Justice. That was the one.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah, it was pretty cool in that.
Young Justice, definitely hands down the best DC like animated series they've done in a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, after like the Justice League series were done, it was like the younger heroes were where it was at. Young Justice and Teen Titans took over for a little while.
Yeah.
And then they did Teen Titans Go for some reason. Whatever.
For the kids. For the kids.
But, yeah, so Blue Beetle set to right now the release date is August 2023. They said the star of the Netflix series Cobra Kai is going to be the actor that'll play Blue Beetle.
Mr. Miyagi? Wax on.
What
Wax
is his name?
Off.
Zalo Moridunya. That's a Moridunya. Yeah, that's a rough one.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I was about to make a joke, but I decided against it.
Yeah, I'm happy that you decided against all of your jokes. No more.
It was a Shang-Chi joke. But anyway, go on.
Why? Why? All right, there we go. Blue Beetle.
Oh! That guy. Okay.
What else we know him for?
I have no earthly clue.
Apparently, he's in movies like Parenthood. What is this? Good Night America. Yeah, so he's up and coming.
Okay.
Like maybe 2010 is as far back as I see right now. So
okay. Cool.
On the way. And Blue Beetle's a cool character.
Man.
Basically, what is this? Like a alien self-aware tech suit, basically?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so it leeches onto him, and I think it's like almost like Venom, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty much.
It needs something from his body, but it protects him in return.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Blue Beetle is essentially Venom. But, like, way less crazy and way less scary. Actually wants to work with the host, you know? Yeah, Blue Beetle. I like playing as him in Injustice.
Ah, yeah, he would be.
Injustice 2. Exactly. He was in Injustice 2. God, Injustice. I think about Superman laser beaming Shazam all the time.
That's sad. Why would Shazam's his biggest fan? That's just horrible. Oh, and you're probably one control of Superman.
Oh yeah, I definitely went to Team Superman first. Superman first in that playthrough.
Any of those DC playthroughs, you got to go with Flash when you don't know what you're doing. You got time to make mistakes.
Well, no. It makes you choose like at the beginning of the story. It makes you choose like Team Batman, Team Superman, and you play through a story.
Yeah. I think Flash is on Batman's team, right?
Yeah, Flash is on Batman's team, but, you know, Superman had some hard hitters on his team. No.
Who's he got? Like Lantern?
Yeah, Lantern. He had Wonder Woman, of course. Aquaman was on Batman's team because, you know, Wonder Woman killed his wife and everything. Superman had a stacked roster. But then Batman's working with Solomon Grundy and the Joker and... Like Sinestro of all people. Like,
what in the hell?
It was a rebel force. Green Arrow was on Batman's team. Catwoman was on Batman's
team.
Sounds
like Batman had all the strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all right, well, this is what we're gonna do.
All they power ain't gonna mean nothing. We just set a trap.
Lex Luthor was Lex Luthor Brainiac. Was on Batman's team.
Oh, man.
Because Superman could not be stopped.
No. But Lex Luthor, Brainiac, he got on Batman's team because Flash was there. And we all saw what happened in the animated series.
We all saw it.
Flash
ran around the world built up momentum, punched him. Oh,
a part is coming off.
Man, good. Justice League Unlimited, very underrated.
Yes, yes. That was hitting, boy.
All right, so what are your thoughts on Boba Fett so far? All right, so Boba Fett.
Boba is fat.
Shut up. I mean, look, middle-aged dude, he kind of chunky. All right, damn, he was in a Snorlax pit. All right, leave him alone.
Speaking of which, what is that bath that he takes? Because he's looking great considering.
Man, I need it. whatever he's soaking in, I need it.
Being digested for maybe a few months?
Yeah, get digested by... long, right? I can't speak. Get digested for... like, how long was he in there? Like,
I don't know.
Not long.
Yeah, it couldn't be very long.
You know, get a little bit of stomach acid to exfoliate your skin a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, walk over.
Get those calluses off.
Yeah, get the calluses off. Walk over to the nearest stormtrooper, dead stormtrooper. You know, refill your oxygen tank and, you know, flamethrower your way out, you know. And then, you know, be in the desert for a little while. Yep. Really great for your skin. Mm-hmm. Getting dragged across the desert for miles.
That's what they call it, exfoliation, right?
Yeah, that's extra exfoliation. God. Dude was baking in the sun and being dragged across sand. Like, how painful. Like, oh, I'm sunburned on this side. Let me flip over. Ah, no, the sand.
What do you do?
You can't. You just gotta. Ladies and gentlemen, our producer just said, "I'm gonna say what our producer just said." Boba Fett shot out of that worm like some fresh Taco Bell, which now has chicken wings. Go try them.
No worms.
See, David came. See, producer, it came full circle. There we go.
So, back to Boba Fett.
We were still talking about Boba Fett.
Yeah. When you started talking Taco Bell and worms and all types of spa treatments, and ocean view, palm tree.
So are you enjoying it so far, Chris?
Yes.
Good.
And I just can't ignore the spice.
Like,
it's so much that's like linking back to Dune.
The Dune spice?
Yes. Like, even to the point where they hijack the train and the guy's like, "What spice? What are you talking about? What does spice look like?" And he knocked the bucket up. He's like, "It looks like that." And it looked just like the Dune spice.
Dang.
And the sand people live just like the Dune people. They have giant worms in the ground just like Dune. Like, it's the parallels are ridiculous. Mm. And apparently the spice does the same thing, because Boba Fett, remember, he got some of that, it looks like. I don't know what they made him.
But they did it. They did.
He walked through the multiverse on him.
Yo, I forgot what I was about to say. Damn. What did you give me?
He gave you the spice.
The spice? Man, no. But for real, Black Sartan? Black Sartan?
Yeah. The Black Wookiee.
Yeah. So, fun fact about that guy. Darth Vader hired Boba Fett and Black Sartan on a mission to kill... Darth Vader talked to Jabba the Hutt and was like, "Hey, I need two of your best guys to go on this mission for me." They were sent to kill Obi-Wan.
Oh.
Were not successful. And it's canon that, like, the Wookiee has, like, a scar on above his,
yeah,
like, right eyebrow. It's from Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan got up in there.
Yeah, he did.
Nobody wants problems with Obi.
Nobody wants problems with Obi-Wan.
The only fight he lost, he chose to lose. So he could be the Force Ghost, I guess. I don't know why.
Hey, man.
I don't know what his choice was about.
Sometimes you just got to be a Force Ghost. When you've done all you could do, time to be a Force Ghost.
Do you think that was the moment that Darth Vader started turning back to the light side? Is that what Obi-Wan was doing?
I think Darth Vader started the turn. I think Darth Vader started the turn a lot earlier than that. In Clone Wars, Ahsoka.
Oh yeah.
After his fight with Ahsoka. Well, there were two versions of this. Early in the Clone Wars, Darth Vader had like killed Ahsoka, straight up killed Ahsoka. And then there was some weird timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, blah, 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 blah. And Ahsoka came back, and Ahsoka lived this time. So.
I think that was the one I saw. I don't remember her dying. I remember her cutting part of the front of his face mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She put in work.
And so that is the timeline we're seeing in Mandalorian, because Ahsoka's alive.
Yeah, and a beast.
Yeah.
And a great casting choice.
It's Gamora! It's Gamora!
It's not Gamora. It's the nurse, the midnight nurse from the Netflix series. It's the girl Rosie.
Okay. Look,
not Rosie O'Donnell.
That's the last thing I remember Rosie O'Donnell in, voicing that gorilla in Tarzan. But anyway. There's a joke in there somewhere. But
Rosario Dawson. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look. Either way, they both look great in makeup and CGI. All right.
Yeah. It looked very natural. Yes. And then I love how they made like her a strong character. Because if you watch the Clone Wars, towards the end of it, she's right there with
Ahsoka.
Anakin.
Was a beast.
Yeah. She was saving Anakin sometimes.
Hey, get out of here, Kylo Ren. Get out of here, Rey.
Oh, that's what I want to see.
No, Ahsoka.
Rey and Ahsoka.
A team up between those two? Yeah.
No, attack. I want versus.
Ahsoka would mop the floor with Rey. Ahsoka would mop the floor with Kylo Ren. I don't give a damn.
Kylo Ren really. He was just like brute force. He really wasn't that skill. Like, that's sometimes what Rey. Rey had the strength and skill.
If you have too much strength, you don't need speed.
Yeah.
You know? All you need is like. A juggernaut. All you need is one or two good hits and you win.
Like, I don't think Juggernaut needs two hits.
Okay. So
and if you carry the lightsaber, you shouldn't need but one hit.
Being said, if you can't move out of the way of Juggernaut, then something's wrong. you were like on your phone.
You were texting and didn't see him coming.
Hold on, babe. I'm in a fight with Juggernaut. I'll be home soon. Do you need me to stop for anything? Got him.
I hope you weren't doing a FaceTime call.
Oh, no. That's some The Boys stuff happening. Episode 1, yeah. Robin. That being said, I started reading The Boys. It is not a pretty comic.
You thought it would be?
I mean, no.
You know when it goes to film, they always sugarcoat it.
I mean, No. It's bad. Like, the art style, I don't like it. I mean, yay for, like, you know, getting picked up on Amazon and making all that money and everything. But, like, I'm sure it gets better over time. But I'm like three issues in. I'm just like, yeah, they were rough.
Just like the power statement. If you have a good story, sometimes you don't need as good graphics.
I mean, true that. I mean, look, they have an amazing cast, everything. Like, so far, everything's up to date. I mean, like, canon, like, from book to screen, they have it on lock. Like, it's great. Like, they did a really good job. But it is not, like, maybe it gets better in a few chapters, like, because even when I was reading Invincible, I was like, this is bad. And then, like, 20 chapters later, I was like, okay, they hired a new, hired a new designer.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. here we go, here's the good stuff.
That's what I struggle with, too, because a lot of people, when you go talk to people about how to get your books out, they say, oh, just get it out. But I want a certain quality with mine. And I've seen some of them come out, like the early Simpsons episodes and stuff like that. The early
Simpsons episodes.
Yeah, those drawings. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
But look at them now. Like,
yeah, exactly. Damn CGI. I was like, damn, Fox 50. Okay.
Yeah, look at South Park, which South Park started with what they call paper art, where you cut out different pieces of paper and glue them together to make the pictures. And then they did stop motion animation, which meant they took pictures.
Oh, so they were robot chicken
paper,
for a while.
Took picture, moved it. Yeah, a little bit. And so, like, now I think they have, like, little 2D models of that that they use. But, like, starting out, they kind of did stop action animation, which is very time consuming.
I mean, like, look.
Yeah, they move right on up and they get it real simple.
I mean, look. As soon as they make that money, get that increase in that budget, there you go.
Well, sometimes when you make that money, you got to realize why you made the money. Because if you change that.
Yeah. You got to pay the people. And,
but back to this Bubba Fett.
Oh, snap. How the hell did we? Look, man. Look, this is why the people listen.
I was watching the episodes. I watched one and two like consecutively, so they kind of melded into one episode to me. But there's a scene where Bubba Fett's with the Sand People, and they come up on a little hut, like where people were living, and the people were being killed, and they were burning it down. Like somebody was robbing and burning it down. Do you think that that's the same planet that Luke's mom was left on, and she later got kidnapped by the Sand People and tortured?
No. I mean, I can see why you would think that, but no, the Empire totally like sent like people to like kill Luke, but he wasn't there because Obi-Wan snatched him up. They're like, hey, we sent some a high count of midichlorians over here. Yeah, I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and take care of that. So the Empire went ahead and struck first.
but the name of the movie Strikes Back.
Shut up.
Maybe they struck the backside of
they shot in the backyard first. It was like, oh, hey, no. All right, just burn the corpses. He ain't here. All right, we out.
Nigga look like they did it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I said, people did it. Let's get out of here before Luke shows up.
Pretty much.
Anyway. but,
You know, George Bush like is like making paintings right now. Like he's an accomplished artist. You know, like he really is.
You know who else was an accomplished artist?
Osama.
Oh man.
So,
Star Wars.
So,
back to Black.
Kersatan.
Okay, so getting to my point, his nickname is Santi. So there, we'll call him Santi from now on. S-A-N-T-Y.
Okay.
That works a lot better. But yeah, so apparently he was running bounty hunter missions all the way through. So like when the Galactic Empire was a thing, all the way to the New Republic, he was doing bounty hunter missions that whole time. Like, so yeah. He's definitely something to be reckoned with.
That'd be terrifying. You're just, you know, out chilling in your Star Wars huts with a bunch of Ewoks drinking, you know, the blue milk and everything. And then you just hear a snap, a branch snap. And you're just like, what was that? And then you hear, and you're just like, no. That'd be terrifying.
Oh,
like
man.
A fucking Sasquatch with a crossbow. Essentially, Wookiee Predator is after you.
Like, and they don't have regular crossbows. It's like a crossbow that shoots a laser beam.
I mean, but still. Like,
a crossbow with a freaking laser beam on his freaking head.
Oh, my God. Dr. Evil reference. Damn. All right. Wow. But, I mean, no, you're not wrong. Like, shit. Like, you just be chilling and then, pew, oh, damn.
If you've ever played The Force Unleashed, you know how hard Wookiees are to kill.
Oh,
already,
my God. Like, Wookiees were so hard to kill in that game.
Like, good gracious. But, yeah,
I
he
still need
like,
to go get that game, man. The new
one? Yeah.
The new Star Wars game. It has to be, like, $20 at GameStop now.
You think Santi's going to be in there?
Maybe. I'll let you know.
He had a face off against him.
I got to get my Spider-Man back from our producer, though. I hope he beat it.
Hitman. How are you not the bad guy?
How are you not the bad guy in Hitman? Like, what the? I'm the bad guy in Assassin's Creed. I walk in trying to kill one guy, and then, like, three people see me. Now everybody has to die.
I don't understand how y'all suck at these killer games.
Look, man. Look,
Roscoe saw me play Hitman Absolution. And I
you shoved him in a locker.
In the hallway. And one guy goes, "You know what's funny?" And the guy was like, "No, what?" And right when he said what, I killed a guy that said
you
what.
You set off a
gun. And the other guy continued the conversation.
No. You shot this guy in the back of the head with a very audible gun. You did not have the silencer on. You shoved him in the locker and ran away.
All right, Roscoe, in my defense, I thought it was my taser, okay?
you had the wrong weapon set, you dumbass. And then you shoved him in a locker and then came back, took his clothes, and continued the mission. I remember that.
You gotta be ruthless in Hitman.
Oh, my God. Hitman Absolution. What a treasure. Back to Boba Fett, damn it.
Now, speaking of Boba Fett and Hitman, that's a game they need to make. Boba Fett, where you're just Boba Fett, a bounty hunter.
Ooh.
And it's the open
Assassin's
universe.
Creed,
like, you go to different
Hitman.
Planets, you take your hits. If you get them, you get your money, you upgrade.
Ooh. All right.
And then eventually, you know, either the Jedi Council will be after you or the Galactic Empire might get after you because of the choices you make.
That's where the Assassin's Creed system comes in. The more bounty you have on your head, the more Jedis come after you.
I think one Jedi might be enough.
Nah, Mando can handle. Boba Fett doesn't do too well against Jedi. Ask Samuel Jackson. But Mando could do it.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson. And then when the sun came around, ask Luke Skywalker.
Shit.
Because that's the one we're watching now in the series. It's the kid that grew up to be Boba Fett.
Yeah. Damn. Man. I don't know. I feel like Mando is definitely a better fighter than Boba Fett, though.
Better.
Yeah, simply because the skill set he has, like the honor, the armor. Yeah, Boba Fett's walking around in like slightly decayed stomach acid armor. Meanwhile, Mando's like, yeah,
he got a whole new armor forge for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, and he has a spear that can block lightsabers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, I want to see them. Like, I want to see, like, at the end of Boba Fett. So he's got all his stuff back together. He's where he thinks he should be. Mandalorian with his new armor, all his stuff where he should be. I want them to face off. Let's see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I mean, they're probably going to have another team up. They've done it before. They're probably, yeah. I feel like they respect each other enough to, like, not fight. Like, Mando was like, Boba Fett was like, hey, man, I'm going to go chill on this planet and take over Jabba the Hutt's job. You know, got that kid safe. All right, well, you go do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know.
A team up would be cool, too.
There's definitely another
up
team
against,
up coming.
Like a Sith Lord or some Jedi.
Hey.
Let them team up.
The 6'8" red faceless mask people that Rey they went against them? Yo, the red guards that were like guarding
Snoke. Yeah,
that
Rey and
Kylo.
Kylo had to fight at the end. Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
That was an intense fight, though.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, I thought Kylo was out. I was like, oh, this is it for you.
Yeah, you should learn how to move. You should learn how to move.
Duck and roll. Dark Souls it. I love Dark Souls. Have you ever played a Dark Souls game?
I haven't played. I've always wanted to play
them. That is, if you, it's literally dodge and weave the game.
Yeah, and those are my favorite types. Because around that time, I think I was playing Heavenly Sword, God of War, and Dante's Inferno. So like,
yeah,
I never got my hands on Dark Souls. So
yeah, Dark Souls is unforgiving. If you let's say you have like you're saving up for this sword that you want.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, we're segueing into video games that made you go, huh? Anyway. Dark Souls, let's say everything you kill, you get currency from, like the red orbs or and God of War, but they're actually not only health, but money as well. All right. So let's say you've been, you know, just you stayed in this one spot. You know the boss is coming up. You're farming these souls in one spot. And the sword that you want is like 10,000 souls or whatever. And you go and kill it. you go kill it. Rest at the campfire. Reset. Go kill it again. Rest at the campfire. Reset. Go kill it again. Okay?
10,000 times. Got it.
Not 10,000 times. Each soul isn't worth one. The bigger the enemy, the more souls you get. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Strange what if logic. Got it.
Yeah, there you go. So then let's say something catches you off guard and you die. You have lost all your souls. Damn. So you go back to try to pick them up. The souls that all your currency are in the spot where you last died.
And so it's the person that killed you, right?
Exactly. So if you don't pick your souls back up before you die again, all that currency is gone.
Oh, man.
And that game is unforgiving. Like, you're like, yeah, I got enough stamina to block this. You did not. And best believe the bosses change up their attack patterns the lower health they get. Oh, my God.
Those are my favorite games, though. When the boss gets more aggressive as his health gets
down. Yes!
That's the funnest.
You still have a PS3?
Yes.
I'm a buy you Dark Souls 3. I'm a buy you Dark Souls 3.
Gotta be like $5-$10 at this point. It's old enough.
No, it's old enough, but it's still a great game. Hit. So it's probably still like 30 at least. But I'm gonna go and get you that game because like, dude. man. That game, dear God. I lost hours of sleep. I was like, okay, maybe if I can just dodge out of the way when he does this attack and then pop a health potion. Damn. Nope. Never mind. Health potion didn't help.
See, that's the thing. See, Mom plays the Assassin's Creed game, right? And like, which is the one with the lady? Odyssey?
Odyssey.
Yeah.
So Roman times and all that.
She plays that one all the time. And like, she's like, I can't beat this level. She's fighting a Minotaur. That's the one.
Minotaur.
That's the one with two legs, right? Bullhead.
Yep.
Yeah, that one. She's fighting that. And like, he would just like, basically he'd take a few hits and then he'd charge the crap out of you. If you got caught by the charge, it was over. And like,
so you stand in front of a pillar and dodge out of the way. This classic video game.
No. So I don't know how to play the game. I have never played it. She puts a controller in my head. I was like, all right, I just need three buttons. How do you block? How do you dodge? How do you swing?
Right.
I beat the brace off it. It wasn't even a match.
Man, Assassin's Creed Odyssey was definitely one of the best ones since Black Flag. Black Flag introduced the ships. I was like, naval combat? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, Black Flag was pretty cool. I played that one. That's the one that was online too, right?
Yeah. You could go online and literally play Assassin. Like, you have a target, but also someone has you as their target. That. And you had to like sneak around. You want to like get close to your target, but also avoid yours.
You. Yeah, exactly.
And if you were obvious about it, they were like, oh, there he is. Oh, man. So, Chris.
Roscoe.
Eren Jaeger. The final part of the final season of Attack on Titan has started. Eren is a menace. Like Green Goblin level menace.
I could have told you that from the first episode.
No, you from the first episode? No, you could not.
No, but for real, when they were training and all that stuff, and basically somebody was sabotaging all this stuff to make sure he didn't become what are those things? A zipliner?
Yeah. Hunter. Part of the scouting region.
You can't
there we
tell
go.
Me those weren't self-made zip lines.
Oh my God. They were like, Eren, their whole army is outside. The armor titan, the jaw titan, the, Oh my God, the other titan. There were three titans.
Beast titan? Or is he dead?
The beast titan is still there, but he's working. So Eren and the beast titan are brothers. Okay? Like, half brothers. But the Beast Titan is royalty. Like, he has the royal Titan blood in him. Aaron has the founding Titan in him. Okay?
So what Titan blood does Thanos have in
him? Deviant.
There we go.
The curveball.
There you go. I smacked it. But, so the thing is, the whole thing of this season is, hey, y'all, if the founding Titan comes into contact with another Titan that has royal blood, it will shatter the walls around, like, the whole, like, city they were in and release 10 million colossal Titans.
Because that's what the walls are made out of.
They're made out of Titans. It will release them, and they will just walk around the earth and destroy everything in their path. So Aaron's,
it's not very much left in their path, but yeah.
I mean, no, but so essentially the, like, Aaron and the gang, well, the gang is like, should we stop Aaron? Should we just let this happen? But Aaron and his brother is like, nah, screw all of them. Meanwhile, the armor Titan, like the people that they were fighting, who he thought were the bad guys the entire time, like the people who were sent to kidnap Aaron and bring him and like were fighting Mikasa and Armin and all them, they're like kind of the good guys now. Like, hey, yo, Aaron has got to go. I mean, look. Yeah, we've tried to kidnap you, but destroying the entire planet is not, like, what we're trying to do, dog. And so Aaron is just going berserk. He captured the Warhammer Titan, and what the Warhammer Titan does, it can literally shape any weapon that it so desires using the Titan hardening. Like, you see, like, how Aaron forms the fisticuffs. But, like, the Warhammer Titan, like, crossbow, pew,
oh, man.
Sword, shield.
So the Lantern Ring.
Yeah, literally, the Warhammer Titan is the Green Lantern. Thank you. Yes, that is a very accurate representation. But Aaron ate that Titan and absorbed that one's power as well. So now Aaron has the Green Lantern Ring. Damn. Aaron can't be stopped. Oh, my God. Attack on Titan is going wild right now. Like,
he's gonna be stopped. I can see it. Somebody close to him is gonna turn on him in the last second and just get a sneak attack.
I mean, spoiler alert, it's Mikasa.
See?
I've read all of it.
Yeah, sidebar, I watched the movie Separation just like 2 days ago. It's like this supposedly horror movie about an artist who draws these characters, and you think the characters are demonized and coming to life and attacking. And I was watching the movie, and, like, his wife dies early on in the movie, and the wife's father's trying to take his daughter from him. And I'm just watching everything unfold. I was like, it's the babysitter. And sure enough, the babysitter was the killer. Yep. And I was like,
yep.
I was like, yes, I got it. I know story writing now.
Yeah. I mean, look, some things get too predictable, but when I was reading it, like, a year and a half ago, like, I was like, damn. It was Mikasa. Like, that being said, like, you don't know how it got to that point, but it was a rough ride. A lot of people died. Hey, yo, Armored Titan, still alive at all the end of it. Hey. Oh,
man. But Roscoe, if you want to watch shows the way I watch it, this is how you do it. Each character, as they develop, you think about, what is the reason that they're in this story? The characters that you find that don't have a reason, they belong to the surprise plot later. That's how you figure it out.
You know.
As, like, they develop and you see a lot of them, it's like, why are they here? Because something's going to happen later that makes them relevant this whole time.
I mean, Annie, the female Titan, she got captured at the end of season one. She's coming back.
That was the one that built the crystal thing around
her neck. She was running through the forest, killed, like, a bunch of people in the forest. Like, she was the first one to capture Aaron. She's coming back. Like, it's gonna be a wild ride. I'm ready to, like, finally see it animated, like, you know, because there's definitely a difference between, like, reading it on your computer or phone or whatever you read your manga on versus seeing it animated. And my girl did not get that at all. She was like, you already know what happens, why are you rewatching it? I'm like, no, I'm watching it for the first time. What happened? Oh, man. What happened in my mind when I was like reading it is totally different from what's happening on the screen right now.
Well, this is what you tell her, Roger. Just tell her,
I am the watcher.
These are my stories.
I see y'all.
But now I'm watching this season finale, and what the hell is this?
Exactly. You know, Ultron breaks through and kills me, you know. No, Eren Jaeger breaks through and kills me. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some sad news. First of all, 17 days before her 100th birthday. 100th. 100th. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. 100th. 100th. Before her 100th birthday, Betty White left us late December 2021. Golden Girls. I remember watching that show when my grandmother would be babysitting
me.
December,
she died on the 31st.
31st?
Literally the last day of the year.
Okay, so still late December. Damn.
Oh, man. That's late as hell in December. All right. Serious moment.
But yes, Betty White, you will be missed. Then on the 8th, we got some sad news that Bob Saget had died. At 65.
Yep.
Full House.
America's Funny Home Videos.
America's Funniest Home Videos. You know, The Roast.
And then a few stand-ups. He had a Netflix
special. He had a lot of great stand-up, where if you listen to a stand-up, you're just like, are you sure this guy's the guy in Full House?
You sure he raised a family?
Right.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber-er. That's when I really became a fan of him.
Yes, you know.
He was the father of the girl that they were trying to score with,
you know. And also, he was in a I can't remember the name of the movie, but he was in a movie with Brie Larson and Kat Darcy, the girl that plays
okay,
Darcy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in a movie called, sorry, I can't remember the name, but
so
he Kat was
in Marvel
and
Darcy.
Yes. So.
So he's MCU canon now.
He's the MCU canon.
He made it.
Man. Sad times. So, Chris.
Roscoe.
Quick draw! Choo!
What you got for quick draw?
All right. I'm gonna give you two of your favorites. Oh. Two of your favorites. Obi-Wan Kenobi versus Kakashi.
I saw that.
Obi-Wan Kenobi versus
Kakashi. And I don't agree with how that one ended, by the way.
Oh, the Screw Attack YouTube video?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Did they do this?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Anyways. So I'll give you my opinion, and I'll tell you how the video ended.
All right.
So I say Kakashi should have won it just because he has the Sharingan.
Yes.
And once he kind of whipped it out, it's something that Obi-Wan could have never prepared for. Even if the Force would help him get through it, it's a matter of seconds and you're gone. Like,
right.
He doesn't need that much time with it. And so they kind of played it in the show. Obi-Wan got over the Sharingan just in time to do a defensive move when Kakashi was about to attack, and that's how he got him with the saber.
Ah.
And so Obi-Wan won in the bout. But I give it to Kakashi.
Oh, yeah?
In real life. No.
Real life. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Kakashi can literally copy anything he sees.
Exactly.
He can literally make a lightsaber out of the lightning he can form with his, you know, I mean, at the end... Lightsabers. It's just superheated plasma.
Yeah, fourth state of matter. Yep.
Confined
somehow in a sword feel.
Right.
Never did understand that part.
Right. I mean, you've seen Sith Lords form lightsabers out of their force lightning. Like, well, I'm pretty sure Darth Revenant did that at one point. Like, oh, my lightsaber's gone? Cool. But it was just lightning. Kakashi could have did the same damn thing. And then he could have just copied his style the same way Iron Man copied Captain America when they were fighting. He could have just, you know, bowled through him.
Yeah. And I mean, this was my argument when I watched the fight was like, they were so evenly matched that it came down to one of them had to catch the other one by surprise.
Right.
And Obi-Wan caught him by surprise by breaking the Sharingan.
Did he have the higher ground? Did Obi-Wan have the higher ground?
No, they didn't.
All right, then what the hell?
Because what's the I think he was trying to do the lightning charge while he had Obi-Wan stuck in the Sharingan.
Ah, the Chidori.
Yeah, and so right as he got there, Obi-Wan broke it and caught him with a saber. It's like, that's some buh.
Damn.
He had him dead to rights.
I don't think the Midichlorians could, you know, stop the Sharingan genjutsu. Like, what the hell? Anyway, right. What you got?
Quick draw!
All
right, so for your quick draw, Roscoe.
Yes.
A Rancor, which that's what's supposed to be in that pit.
The Rancor?
Right. So you got your Rancor versus that beast that Boba Fett beat in episode 1 out in the desert.
Ooh! Yo, all right.
Yeah, he had like a Scorpion Key kind of vibe going to
it. Yeah, I would definitely got some CGI rock going, like, vibes from that monster. I was like, damn, Disney Plus, you can't buff up the CGI just a little bit? Damn. But, I mean, it's, you know, long ago in a galaxy far, far away, but still somehow in the past, but, you know,
in the future,
you know, so, you know. The Rancor versus that thing. I'm going to give it to the Rancor.
Okay, how do you see that going?
Simply because, I mean, yeah, that thing has multiple arms. But the Rancor is the Rancor, dog.
Everyone feels
all
right.
And he got choked out. That thing got choked out. I don't see the Rancor going out like that. So I'm gonna give it to the Rancor just because, you know, your boy from Boba Fett got choked out where Luke was down there using the Force. You know, like,
okay.
The only reason Luke survived was because of the Force. Meanwhile,
the only reason Luke survived because that rock hit that switch and closed that door.
I mean, that too.
Because
he used the Force. Luke had the Force. Didn't Princess Leia choke?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she choked Jabba the Hutt out too. So that's just a series of chokings that happened on this planet.
No one has learned yet.
Like, oh, hey, what's up, cuz? Nah, nothing, dog. You want to run these lightsabers? Nah, choke.
So, Rocco, is that why the Sand people, they have all of that covered?
Yeah.
They got choking about.
Yeah, no. All that armor and cloth down there, they ain't getting choked.
I see someone where it's like around their neck, they have like the spikes coming out and stuff.
Exactly. Darth Vader tries to choke somebody. He's like, what the hell? What is this?
I still contend that, like, the Sand people actually have the Ewoks inside of them, and so they're really tidy, and so Darth Vader tries to choke them, and he's like, they're not dying. Meanwhile, they're down in his stomach laughing. Like,
he can't get us. Freaking Ewoks, man. Deadly. They're literally tiny Wookiees.
Are they?
They're Build-A-Bear Wookiees.
Build-A-Bear Wookiees.
What did he... Oh, man. Chris, you got anybody for a comic relief?
No, I don't.
I do. I know. Unprecedented. Unprecedented. So, Black Sands Studios.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
Just got their, like, Shark Tank deal from Kevin Hart, of all people.
Oh, man.
So they're already like a somewhat established comic. But
somewhat. Shit, they're killing it.
They are killing it. But Kevin Hart was like, nah, I want this investment because I know y'all about to be making animation and movies and whatnot. So be on the lookout for them, everyone. Like Black Sands Studios. Coming out soon. Look them up. They're really great so far. I read what they had in the archive so far. really great. You remember that show? It's like Kids WB Saturday. Here comes the mummies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Imagine that, but like way more. Imagine that.
Yeah, because I think it
mix it up with the like, Boondocks.
Yeah, it has like kid Egyptian god characters.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, yes. Yeah. Imagine Here Comes the Mummies yet, with a little bit of the Boondocks in it. Like, that's what it is. And so far, I'm loving it. And Kevin Hart just like gave his endorsement on it. They're about to like skyrocket right now. So that is my comic relief for the day.
Awesome, awesome. I hope they get a Kevin Hart voiceover.
Kevin Hart, if you're asking 30% of their like, you know, of their royalties and whatnot, you need to at least do a voiceover for them. Like, not even a like a main character, just show up as like some cobra or something.
I'm be a comic relief that gets killed off early.
Yeah, just be some random like priest that like tries to kill the king or something, you know, and you get stopped. Something. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. My name is Roscoe, my co-host Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band again. 1, 2, 3.